Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hello.
Welcome to the long hiatus of not being here.
Oh, season two, I like that.
Season two
is nice marketing.
It made sense.
Because we're going bigger and better and more stuff.
Yeah, it's not that we just stopped for no apparent reason and then picked up months later. It's
season two.
Yeah, we took the summer off.
Yeah, it's the summer,
like most shows.
Right.
Most shows.
Yeah, except those summer shows that are only during the summer to pick up the slack.
And also, season one lasted 2 years.
Right. But we had that, like, two-year,
like,
you know,
like
contract, and then it just stopped.
So, things are new. I got a haircut. That's the newest thing.
Over 2 years? Yeah, it was looking terrible at the end of our first season. Like, terrible long hair.
I meant real, just not, I mean, today. What is, hey.
How long is the longest you've let your hair grow? Like, longest length of time or length of hair?
Well, my hair doesn't grow long. It just goes outwards.
I want to see that.
It was. You saw me, like, this.
No, I want to see it, like way out. Like,
I just,
does it get fro level or just terrible?
It just looks like I have a helmet on.
Oh, we have, no, what's it, there's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. He's like a bear, and he's got, like, a big afro.
Afro bear?
I don't know, but I wanted to utilize CJ right away to research stuff.
Oh, CJ, look up the
research.
Yeah, like, Hanna-Barbera, it's like
look
a wiry
CJ,
orange afro, right? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know what his name is, though.
Maybe. Afro bear?
Yeah, it's not Afro bear.
All right, that's about $1. Afro bear. That's my guess.
I don't
want
to guess that.
It's not Afro bear.
It's not Afro bear? You guys are going to know me.
All right, so, hey, what's new with you guys? Anything new?
I got a haircut as well.
I cut my own hair.
Did you?
You look like, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to say anything mean,
like
but
a clean cut boy.
Your hair is like swooped to the side.
Yes, I did. Instead of having bangs, I do now swoop it to the side. Yes.
You seem more adult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
really? Because I was a 30-year-old who still had little tiny bangs that I could fix. I'm like, you know, I need to do something else with this.
I don't know.
He kind of looks like the neighbor kid in the Beaver Cleaver. In like the Beaver.
That's fine with me. I don't, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Cleaver, can the beef come out and play?
The first thing I thought was Phil Coulson for some reason.
That's fine with me.
From
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I don't watch television.
Or any Marvel movies.
I don't know. I've seen that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that.
He's the guy. The guy is like, hey, I'm Guy. Clark
Gregg, you mean?
The same names. It's a first name basis.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
I'm trying to. So, oh.
Oh, I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Leave It to Beaver.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah.
A lot of them?
No.
Oh, just a couple? Was that like a rerun for you, or is that just like not even in the scope?
Yeah, that was a rerun. I'm not that old. I think no,
that's why I wanted to ask. I didn't want to assume, so.
All right.
Okay.
Speaking of CJ, from 2 minutes ago.
Did you find the bear?
It says, what is it called? It's called Help, It's the Hair Bear Bunch.
The Hair Bear Bunch?
That's the most literal name for a show I've ever heard in my entire life.
So does that bear have a name? Oh, but it's a bear.
It's Afro. Oh no!
Oh, it's Afro bear.
Gino.
Yeah.
Does he happen to be a samurai Afro bear?
What the hell is happening?
We don't know.
That's all of the links.
There's Hong Kong Fui, who's a samurai dog.
Number one.
Not samurai dog, karate dog.
Kung
fuck
fu.
It.
Kung fu. Oh,
is that underdog?
Here, look at this. This is that guy.
Jesus Christ.
I want you to look like that
I have
guy.
No idea who that
the
is.
The guy in the middle.
Why did you tell me? Why did you tell
okay,
me?
By the way, I did not picture a giant blonde afro lit wig.
He looks like he's wearing like an orange vest and like orange short shorts.
Yeah, you should wear that all the time.
Well, if you told me that, I would have dressed the day for Halloween, but now I cut it and it's like 2 weeks away. I can't grow
it. I didn't know
in
your
time.
Hair did this thing.
What, grows?
No, and
no, it puffs out.
Froze.
It just look, no. It looks like I have a dick head eventually. Like
what?
Right? It's
so
it's,
like it like crowns out a little bit, and there's a giant hole in the middle.
Yep, that just comes out.
Well, wait. Get it? You said come.
Your face gets covered with.
I was thinking more like
circumcised.
Oh Jesus! I was thinking more like an emo Phelps. Emo Phelps from like
emo Phelps.
I don't know how to say his name.
Michael
emo
Phelps.
It's no emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips.
Yes.
Emo Phillips from like UHF. Yeah, has that. Like bowl cut type thing, it's like that but like furry. And if I wear a hat, I look like my hair curls up underneath it, and I look like Michael Moore.
I don't know why I bothered because you're not gonna grow it out. So.
Well, now I can't. I can. Oh Jesus.
No, you can't. You can always grow it out. Just start growing. Now.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now.
Keep going. Go. All
right. But to make this more, because okay, what would happen in the past 2 years? A lot of the show would be very segue heavy. Not segue heavy. What's it? What's the word that
us
I have?
Interrupting you? heavy?
Lack of segues? Lack of content? Lack of... John, help me. What's the word in my brain?
I honestly don't know what you're saying, otherwise I'd help you.
It was. I remember the
like
shows...
Like, I'm not choosing not to help you.
The shows were heavy in this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, yeah it's... We wouldn't be...
And you going, what am I thinking? And us going, we don't know what you're
I can't... For some reason lately, I can't think of words. I think I'm dying... Because they're like, oh, what's this? Hospital. And I'm like, oh, the hospital's down there, and she's already bleeding to death.
That's
Wait,
a,
who?
That's someone
Who's
else
she?
Dying. That's not you, Diane.
I know, but I...
Because you can't think of words?
Yeah, I can't think of words. Like, today, I couldn't think of, that one, you know, fuck it. Anyways.
Perfect example.
This, we don't...
S'mores.
Hospital.
Anyways, we don't stay on track very easily, so in order to stay on track...
Or hurdles.
I have...
But that's...
Don't laugh at that, CJ. All right, we have. I'm gonna. Hey, we're gonna have little segments. I have little segments.
Okay.
So the first. I emailed you both saying to bring something in to share about things that you've learned. I know you already are scared because you don't remember that part.
No, the way you phrased it now made it seem like we had to bring an item in.
No, just
okay.
like
yes, I agree. I agree the way you phrased it.
But. But to make sure that we know we're in the segment, I made a little musical thing. So CJ, play the things I learned.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
See?
You know what?
That's the best part of the show so far.
That would have saved us 2 years ago. Like,
yeah,
that would have, like,
yeah.
like skyrocketed. Like, everyone, this whole crowd is going to talk about the theme songs are the best part.
You like it?
It's amazing.
Damn it. I honestly thought you were going to hate it.
Oh, God, no. I loved every second of it because we knew it's you trying to sing a song with a silly beat in the background.
I made all of
That's
that.
That's the definition of comedy.
I pushed the buttons. I made all the buttons. I pushed them.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned.
Now, first of all, so it's called learned, right?
Learned.
We should, okay. It sounds like you say, these are the things that I love. These are the things I've learned.
Oh.
CJ.
These are the things that I learned. These are the things I've learned.
I think it's every other. It's both of it.
Okay. Well, here are things that you learned. Is the name, things I learned is the name of it.
Do you have theme songs for all the segments?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Boring segment, next one.
No.
How many segments are there?
A couple. It's just a couple.
Okay, all right.
Good. Just a couple. What... So what did you learn this week, John? Or recently? Do you know?
Not including that he can make an awesome segment song.
That thing. No, I did. I did it in my stand-up. I recently learned that my toothbrush activity is barbaric.
You talked about this like on the third episode.
Did I?
Yeah. We've talked about this. When you did the bit tonight, we're like, you didn't learn that back then?
Yeah.
Like you,
no.
You were defiant back then. You
I was probably just as drunk.
Because you were talking about getting spit all over your hand. And
yeah,
everything.
I was probably just as drunk.
Probably.
Are you drunk right now?
Yeah.
Are we going full circle?
Yep. I learned that
2 years never happened, Scott.
Oh, no.
All right, come back to me. I'll think of something else I've learned.
No, that's... Okay. Okay, this is probably going to bore a lot of people.
Yeah, you should start these segments.
Oh, okay.
And you should start with, this will be boring.
No, because this is interesting. Who in here are nerds? Clap your hands so the audio podcast can hear.
I'm more of a dork by definition.
Okay, so let's see if anyone cares. And then if not, I'll just skip on and go to the next thing.
I would like you to skip out of the room if it doesn't.
No, no, I'm not going to skip.
That'd be great.
He said skip on to the next thing, not skip out of the room.
Away.
But, okay, so I found out, you know how Marvel movies and Marvel comics.
Yes.
Scott,
just one breath of air. Just take small breath of air. That's all that matters.
I feel like I'm going to have to be more. God, I can't talk, see? All right. Well,
say unique New York.
Unique New York.
No.
Oh, fuck.
No. We're not going anywhere until you can say that.
I did that on accident. Unique New York.
All right.
All right.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Leather. Just any... I don't see color, John.
Let's do it.
I'm not racist.
That's not the point of any of this.
Leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Okay, now start your sentence.
Start your sentence, John. John, okay, Marvel movies don't have all the rights to all the things. So, like, Fox owns X-Men, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just found out that Marvel, the comics, since they're like, hey, X-Men belongs to Fox, the Marvel Comics are pushing the mutants out of the equation. Like, there's not really going to be any X-Men much anymore.
No, there is. They're just calling them enhanced.
What?
They're calling them enhanced.
Exactly. But eventually, like, X-Men as a comic is eventually getting weeded out, but they're going to make enhanced people and Inhumans.
Really?
How so fucked up
gonna,
is that?
They're not going to make X-Men comics eventually?
Well, they are. They're just, like, different groups of random people. But, like, they killed off Wolverine, and they killed off, like, a bunch of other characters and stuff, and it's like...
Whoa!
Spoilers.
That happened a year ago, guys.
I know. I don't read comics.
I was busy doing this podcast.
They're also getting Fantastic Four.
Well, yeah, Fantastic Four hasn't been good.
It has not been fantastic. That's for sure.
No, not for many years.
Just the four.
They are 0-4 for Fantastic Four movies.
Mm. Holy shit, they made four, that's right.
Yes, they have.
Good job, John.
No problem, that's what I've learned. They're 0-4 for Fantastic Four movies. Roger Corman made a shitty one to keep the rights. And then the first one was okay because everyone was like, oh, could we see Jessica Alba's boobs? And we didn't. We're like, fuck you. And they made a second one and we're like, hey, Galactus is in this one. Oh, is he smoke? Fuck you. And then they just made another one and I didn't see it yet, but I heard it's terrible.
But the Silver Surfer scene was so awesome with the fighting. Silver Surfer scene. I said it, John. Look at me. I'm a stutterer.
Yeah, because you did those exercises.
No, that's not the reason.
Yes,
I concentrated.
You literally haven't stumbled since you did those tongue exercises.
I bet I could easily stumble whenever I want.
Well, why would you choose to do that?
Genetics.
You don't know how science works
at
all.
Nope, don't. That's not me,
Mike,
is it?
What have you learned?
There's a car alarm going on.
I just saw Dennis pass, and then the alarm went off this way, so he might be breaking into a car.
Dennis broke into a car?
He's breaking into his own car.
What?
I feel like...
Are these levels too low?
No, I don't know, maybe. John, you're getting me nervous now. Is it too low? John, you're nervous.
No, I'm really far away, John.
John, now everyone's far away. Uh-oh. Go. Mike, this is dead air.
It's done now. I learned that I shouldn't buy shirts in the prepackaged shirts.
Oh,
They never fit right.
No.
They never... So I bought a couple prepackaged shirts.
What do you mean prepackaged?
Like, they're wrapped up in, like, they're...
In the box. They're usually, like, on clearance in Kohl's or something.
Yeah, in a box. Yeah, they're all folded all, yeah. all up. They got the pins and shit on them. And you're like, oh, that's the right size. Yes. Yeah, I have three other shirts at home that are that same number. And then you take it up and take all
just, the Just like you are still allowed to try those on in the store.
It took me 20 minutes to get them out of the packaging.
I'm just letting you know. Because there's so many
I'm not going to do that at the store. It took me forever.
So is it just different brands that are...
It must be, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I learned. To now do look at the brand of shirt that I can pick that. I went on the assumption of, well, if it says... I look for the right size, right little number.
Yeah.
Little number there. I also look for a wrinkle-free or don't need ironing because
iron
I don't need that shit.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
It's absolute bullshit. Yeah.
This is a nice one. I like this one. This is what I wanted. And more of these.
What brand is that, bro?
I don't know.
Was it packaged? Was it packaged?
Scott, check the back.
Check the back, Scott.
Is it Van Heusen or?
It might be, yeah.
Pin cord. I don't know what that means.
Pin cord. Don't pull the pin cord.
Made in China. It's wrinkle free, though.
The actual brand.
Yeah, it says pin cord.
Not heard of it, I'm sorry.
Pin.
Nope, go down. Go down.
Oh.
Van Heusen, like I fucking said. Yeah. Pin cord was.
What does pin
thing
cord mean?
It's a pin cord. It looks like there's pins
it's
on
the
this
style.
Shirt.
Oh, fuck. It's like.
This one's nice, and so I wanted more of these, but I didn't think to.
What's your size, bro?
18.
Is that neck? 18?
I don't know.
18 neck, and then what's your
like,
sleeves?
There's like 30s in there. 30, I don't know.
30, what are you, 34, 35?
34, 35, yeah. 18, 34, 35.
It says 55%.
Are you saying your shirts are not going to fit me? Ever?
No.
What are 34, 35. I have to get like
18?
He screamed that right in my ear.
He did. I have to get 37. I went through my closet, and I've gone down sizes, so I've had to redo my whole closet, where I used to be... 17 and a half, like 13. Scott almost fell over.
Scott almost fell out of his chair.
Yes, he did.
I was just trying to measure my arm to Mike's arm to see whose arm is longer because I have to get like 37.
That's not how you measure arms, by the way.
How?
From elbow, you have to do the whole arm. You can't just do elbow to hand because the upper arm might be longer than the other arm.
Hand to fingers, My elbow.
That's still not measuring your arm.
And then we do one of these things.
Or you could just stand and do the actual arms instead of being weirdos about it.
Yeah, I'm like 2 inches longer in my arm.
Okay, yeah. Well, I used to be a like a 17 and a half, 35, 34. Now I'm a 15 and a half, 30, like 233. It's impossible to find a
size. I don't know what the fuck this means. I go
what do you wear at weddings? Numbers.
Whatever I find in my closet.
All right. Well, that's.
I go to the JCPenney places and I'm like, and I find one shirt that fits, and then I buy like four of that one, and then I just wash it.
Well, yeah. No one disputed washing shirts. I don't think why that had to be part of the equation. We were just explaining like how you don't know your size.
Well, I just buy whatever fits, John.
But you don't look at the numbers at all for next time.
I mean, next time.
I think the point I was making though is it doesn't matter if you knew the size because even then. Those shirts, they
vary.
They all,
it's like different. Women's jeans, where like
which also don't fit me.
No, right. No, but I would say women have a harder time because like a medium in like American Eagle will be a small in like Old Navy, yeah, which will be an XL in Abercrombie. Where like women, I think, have a lot harder than guys.
But yes. Do they come pre-packaged though?
Women do not come pre-packaged.
No, women do not come pre-packaged.
Each woman is a
or
special
jeans.
Individual flower.
You don't have to buy the jeans in a package and be like, I want that one. Well, I'm fucked. I bought it. There's 80 pins in it.
Yeah. A lot of pins in shirts.
I know.
And jeans.
I've bought a few over the years.
You did what with them?
Button.
Also, I don't know why. Here's the thing. I'm angry for women. Because here's the thing. I don't know why they make sizes, but the sleeves are way different than the sizes. Like, my wife buys like a denim jacket and it's like a medium and she's like, oh, this fits great. And then the sleeve for some reason just cuts off at her elbow when it's supposed to be a full length sleeve. Like, I don't get why they can't just come together and go like, this is the size. This is what it means. And then we move on from that. Fucking clothes.
I think
it's
part of the keeping women down.
You know what they're doing? Not abusing the workers in China enough.
That's right.
They're not consistent enough to make those clothes.
Up the abuse.
What they should do.
For women.
They should further science better. All be robots and we'll have our brains in jars in our head.
I don't want to be Chappie. That movie sucked.
That was a good movie.
No, it was not a good
movie.
Wrong.
No, that movie.
You're
no, you are
the next
movie.
Segment.
I am Chappie. I am Chappie. Shut the fuck up.
Although that was the best part of the movie. He was probably the best part.
He was the best part.
You know what was the worst part of the movie?
The band?
No, Hugh Jackman was the worst part of that movie.
He was the best.
He was the worst fucking part of that movie.
Because he got to have fun in that movie. He got to be a total douchebag.
He was the only one who had fun, though, because I didn't. Every time he came on screen, I went, ugh.
Now, by the way, I will agree. We've probably talked about this before. I will agree. He had no motivation to be evil in that movie. There's no emotion. There's just like, hey, by the way, we don't want to buy your expensive robot. Okay. I'll work on something else because I'm still being paid.
There's one part. They're in the cubicles, whatever, and they're talking, and he's peeking over the... Yeah. He's a villain, and he's peeking over like a...
With
like
his terrible mullet.
And then he like slowly lowers himself down.
Now, the worst part is that they have characters that are an actual band, name their actual band names, and then listen to their own music while they're in their own scenes.
Yeah. That's not the worst part. Hugh Jackman's...
Well, Bill Burr isn't funny, so there.
That's been disproven by
just
America.
Lashing out.
I am not in a good mood today. I couldn't even. I tried yelling and I couldn't even do it.
Now say Bill Burr burns bridges.
Bill Burr. So you learned not to buy shirts, and you don't like five movies,
yeah.
I guess now. All right.
What's the next segment?
Hey,
this song.
The next segment. Well, this one's not going to be as exciting for you. But the next segment, so what I wanted to do, like I said, come to the podcast with something new to learn that we learned to share with people. Now it's time to share our own things because it's time for secrets.
Secret, time to tell, secret, you tell one, and I'll tell one, and we'll all get weird, and then I'm fucked.
Why wouldn't I like that? Why wouldn't I like my own creation while I was trying?
I forgot you did that.
Can we rehear? I want to rehear that.
Time to tell secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then we'll fuck.
I feel we might want a remix of that one, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, we should. Sure, yeah,
it's a good demo.
It is a good demo. The beginning was pretty weak.
Is that me doing the?
No, that's actually Nick Corston.
Oh, sorry, I'm not here for that.
Is that you playing a portion, or is that you doing it?
No, I cannot get that out.
Okay. But yeah, that was...
The beginning needs work. Replay, because the beginning is really weak.
Because I was talking, and I cut myself out talking, so it was just you singing.
All right.
One more time.
Yeah.
Tabata, secret.
Tabata.
One and out to one. We'll all get weird and then we'll fuck. Scott, secret.
I don't know why I just say fuck.
Jesus?
I don't know, man. Hey, what?
What's up?
Okay. Secret time.
Secret.
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you should really go first. All right. It really gets us going.
So for the last... This is the third October episode. Do you know? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, and spooky thing
and
again.
Every time we come with a secret... 75% of the time I have one and they don't.
Right.
Okay.
And this time I don't have one.
Okay.
Or you're hoping that magically then we do?
I was hoping that you would go first and then I would have to prove that I didn't have one.
Oh. Interesting. Somebody ruined the bit. Yeah.
But I was thinking of something anyways. I realized I'm hating Halloween. I used to like it a lot because I like scary things. But the last few years have just been shit.
Do you think it's the things you've gone to?
What do you mean?
Like the activities you've been part of?
Like what?
I don't know what you've done. I'm asking if.
Yeah, but what do you think I wouldn't like?
That's what my literal question was.
No, I mean like, but what do you think I would
we
do?
We need more information before we.
I know, and I'm trying questions. To figure out what he's asking so I can ask him what.
What
I
have
want.
You done in the last Halloween?
All right, so why? Yeah, why? Okay, what have you done the last couple Halloweens that have put a bad taste in your mouth?
Bad taste in the mouth?
Oh, my God. Because
you're not liking it.
Oh.
So there has to be a reason
okay.
why you don't like it
because
right
Because years ago, I would be like, oh, I'm going to do a, what are they called? Costume. See? You knew it this time.
You should dress up like that bear.
I'm always like, hey, I want to be a costume. But, like, I mean, I don't... Not me being a costume.
Hey, you should go dressed as a costume. Like, in a packaging.
That would be hilarious.
With a picture of me on it doing a stupid...
Yeah, if it was a clear plastic giant bag and it's like you doing this the whole time, but then there's a picture of you doing that same position and you just keep walking around and then during the night, if people don't talk to you, make your price drop.
And if I get tired, I can hang myself. I meant...
Up, hang yourself up.
Yeah, but you realize what you did, right? You made it really depressing.
As soon as I said it, I realized it. That's why I laughed.
Well, that could be the costume, a dead sky.
This one's broken.
All right, anyways. Last couple of years, you're really excited about costumes.
Be a costume, yeah.
So, like, I would be like, oh, I'm going to be all these costumes. And then I must have used up all my good ideas. So it's like, I don't know, like, the last couple of years, I'm spending most of the month just going, what do I want to dress up as? And then I spend less time watching the scary movies I like. And it just... I'm not doing it.
So you're doing it to yourself. You're getting way too anxious about your costume that you don't plan it, and then you wait last minute, and in the meantime, you're stressing about those things, so then you don't focus on the things you really want to do that month.
Plus, also, like, when you're a kid, you believed in Santa Claus, so, like, on Halloween, you'd be like, not Santa Claus would show up, but, like...
The Great Pumpkin?
Not the Great Pumpkin, but, like, you'd be like, oh, it's spooky time, this is really...
Bitches in little clothing?
What?
That's what show up on Halloween.
Bitches in little clothing?
Yeah.
To your door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, it doesn't happen to you?
No, no one comes to our house.
I have to beat women away with a stick during Halloween.
Why?
I have to, like, get out of here, I'm married. They're like, really?
I need to go to your house.
You do.
I'm going to dress up as John Egan this year for Halloween.
That'd be a good idea.
Oh, good idea. I'm angry at everything.
Well, now you're acting like him. Now you got to dress like him, though. That's not how he drinks.
Why not? He can do it. He can do it.
He has a bottle for one, but.
I don't slurp and go.
Oh, you should, because then I'd be more accurate.
All right, so you're stressed out because you're...
I think, so you're getting in your own head about Halloween instead of focusing on the costume.
But also, you said things that you're not doing that you want to do.
Yeah.
So why don't you just do those things?
Because I'm lazy.
How lazy? But, wait, the thing was to watch a movie.
But here's the thing.
That's beyond lazy.
Your problems, I feel like, Scott, all your problems are such an easy fix that you don't want to commit to. Like, here's all you have to do is you take an hour a day, like a half hour. Like, say you're riding on the way to work. All you have to do is take that time to start thinking about your costume starting October 1st. Then, when you get home, you've already spent that time focusing on your costume, and you can watch a movie, and if you have time that night...
Well, it's not like I sit there in my bed and go, what should I do? And then that's I go, oh, 4 hours have passed. Oh, no.
But then what else is... But the way you presented it is that that is what's preventing you from watching scary
movies. I'm just... Scary, movies are scarier when you're younger. Like, movies are all scary. Like, yeah. Poltergeist. It's like, oh, shit. It's now called, it's like... Now we get Insidious. And that's a garbage mess of garbage.
It's called growing up, Scott.
I don't like it. I don't like growing up.
Well, no one does, but we have to.
It's the only thing we can't prevent.
And taxes.
No, you could.
You, nah, could, you can stop doing taxes. I
mean, you can stop doing taxes.
Well, you'll go to jail, but you can stop doing it.
I think you could probably avoid it for quite a while if you have a good accountant.
Yeah.
I have an accountant. He's dressed up as an accountant for Halloween.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
I bet some people would think it's scary.
You sounded like a 7-year-old kid who just got his idea shot down.
But what if we take the like the treehouse and we put a kite on it and we can fly away?
Yeah.
No.
Some people thought that would be good too. Kick the dirt.
Walk out the treehouse. I'm invisible. You can't hit me.
Walk up the treehouse and like stumble a little way. Shut up.
Oh, these are getting very personal.
Wipe your tears and a little streak of dirt comes away because you have dirt on your face.
You guys are really getting very descriptive on these scenarios.
Because we had friends growing up.
They were invisible?
No.
They would disappear on flatters?
On flatters?
I said on...
Were you trying to say fucking ladders?
No. I was trying to say... in
fucking ladder.
Fellows, man.
You think we could sell that? Let's sell a fucking ladder.
A flatter?
It's
so, oh, so what it is? It's it goes in your bed,
yeah.
And like you, it leans up against your bed and your wall, so you can fuck on the ladder.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're on the same wavelength.
But we could move it. You could like maybe
you move it. Yeah.
So you could do different things. You know, and you could climb way up, or you.
So you can do doggy style, but not ruin the middle of your bed.
Right. Yeah.
I was thinking,
and you could like blow job and paint the ceiling.
Wait.
I'm not going to lie,
paint.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, is finish the paint ceiling, but here's the thing, you have to wear a part, like a raincoat, so you don't get the paint on it.
Right,
You didn't phrase that, you said you could also do a blowjob and paint the ceiling, so you're the one giving the blowjob.
Yes.
But how is that going to work if you're right by the ceiling?
Well, he'd have to like bent over backwards.
He'll do the ceiling, I'll blow him, I don't care if he's doing the ceiling. You know how much of a pain in the ass is paint a ceiling? I would blow a guy
giant
to do
pain
that for
the
me.
Ass.
Yeah. Will you paint my ceiling for me? Yeah. How much? $200. What if I just blow you? Okay.
I think I would take.
I have a sex ladder. I have a fuck ladder. A flatter. I'm sorry, a flatter in the closet.
You want to test out my flatter while we do this? Excuse me. Nah, I'm bored. I don't care.
I was actually thinking it was more like a sex swing, but like you prop against the wall.
It would be like.
So
a
then,
sex
like
swing.
Anyone could be like, "Hey, I'm short and you're tall," and then like, it's for helping everybody.
There's lots of uses for the flatter.
When you're done fucking, it's just a ladder.
Yeah. That's right. Your like mom knocks
actually,
on the door. Or just, you know,
actually,
just checking out the wall.
I'm not gonna lie, like we just ruined our idea because if we went to Shark Tank, they'd be like, "Why don't you just fuck on a ladder?"
No, because there's.
I would like to lower it to 2% of my company and $100,000.
What'd you say?
2% of my company.
But we throw in a jar of KY jelly with every purchase.
What if you made the stairs on the ladder? Wide
dildos?
They're a little wider. No. Also, you'd make them cushioned as well.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Cushioned, but also like a little further back because...
Memory foam ladder.
It's like this. Because like you'd be like sitting and your back is like sticking out because you can't sit like that.
I think
straight.
He's using our mythical product wrong. Right.
Where are you sitting? Are you sitting on the ladder?
Why are you
this?
Sticking your back out like because
you look like this is
my blowjob position.
You look like a chicken starting a fight. Come on, hey.
No, but how... Are you sitting on the ladder?
What?
Are you
who sits on the ladder? You stand on the ladder.
This
is not a step.
that'd be the top step.
I hate you. Is it one of those things where, like the paint, you put the thing down and it's where you put paint buckets?
But you put lube there.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say jizz. I'm like, that's going to get gross.
Yeah, well, you just put it there. Like, oh, I'm done. Put it on there and then
she spits into it and then we go to the back.
A bucket?
Yeah.
No. You don't put a... You don't spit into a bucket, a paint
bucket? Oh, you're right. A toilet is way less gross.
We're getting way too... what's the word?
I don't know.
Detailed. Awesome. No, not awesome.
Way too awesome.
All right, what is your secret? I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks, guys. Settle down. I said it like
a drink. Is this a drink?
No, it's water.
Did you give it up
you have
just
not
for
drank
this month?
Water?
No, just because I haven't had a drink in like 2 weeks.
Have you had a drink tonight?
No.
Why did you bring it up?
Because I slurred. I sounded like a drunk person.
No one noticed that except you.
Yeah.
And then clearly, I'm paying attention to the show.
No, we're paying it.
Oh,
the way you brought it up, though, is that you were trying to like brag about it.
That's when I break 2 weeks, that's not a brag.
That's what
do you want to drink? You're in a bar.
No, I don't. I'm drinking water.
I'll buy you a drink.
No. Next question. You guys talk through things.
One white wine, please.
No.
White wine spritzer.
Dude, you guys are delaying this. You're delaying.
Do you
it.
Have one, Mike?
I do. All right. And I
do too. This is a weird turnaround because we both had one. Mm,
do yeah, I so. Have?
And I think it might connect to what we were just talking to Scott about earlier.
I have new notifications on my Windows Mac and computer.
This happens all the fucking time, by the way.
Yeah, this
well.
Is this is where we get to a great moment.
Right,
and then
he goes.
It looks like a text message. That's why I was on my computer.
Who would? I feel like this is a giant circle that we've done this before. We're like, who would text you on your computer? It's not connected to Wi-Fi.
You want to check it?
Do you want to check what the update is? It's probably asking you for Windows 10.
Just wait.
No, get Office. Microsoft.
You don't have Microsoft Office?
I'm not going to pay for Office.
I can get you a copy for $10.
Fuck that. I have Microsoft.
Wow.
Nothingness. That was good one. High five.
How do you make anything ever?
InDesign.
On your Acer?
InDesign. That was a hiccup.
That wasn't the question. All right.
I make it in InDesign. InDesign. It's in design. Use InDesign, John. What
stop
are you
saying InDesign.
Say it one more time.
No. It's not. Okay. What's
Mike, your secret.
Go for it. I won't interrupt.
No, it's not a secret, per se, actually.
Or,
a lot of people.
Or
I know,
things
I know.
You people.
I know. I know the rules here, Scott. it's the hug therapy thing I've been doing.
Yeah.
So the theory is that you should get like 5 hugs a day.
Five?
5. But it should be, I mean, it could be from the same person. But I've been doing 5 hugs from different people. Like 5 different people. So it's been a little more effort.
Do you know all them all?
Mostly. I've had a couple. I had a hug tonight from a woman I just met. That was nice.
Yeah.
It's a hug. It's just not a big deal. Either way, the thing was, the idea was it makes you happier. It's one of the things that makes you happier.
Go to a hospital. I bet everyone there wants a hugger. Just get them all done in one day.
Here's the thing as well, is I'm going to keep explaining to him and he's going to keep missing the point.
Yep.
But, all right, so what I found was it does. It almost instantly makes you happier. And it's been making me, in general, happier and happier. But here's the thing that I found as well.
You get sick.
No.
Faster.
What?
You get sick faster?
No.
Because they spread diseases.
Okay. No. What I've found is that often... Here's your drink, by the way. Oh, could I get another one of these?
Then? Wine spritzer.
Wine spritzer.
John ordered it, technically.
Yeah, well, you're drinking
it. All right,
pass
it over, asshole.
No, why? Go. It's... Why would you take wine that tastes bad and make it and like dilute it so it tastes like diluted bad?
Because some people don't like the bitterness or like the sweetness of wine, so they want some spritzer on it to make it more like sweet. So it's like
no, it's not sweet. Mm-mm. It tastes like if you
it tastes like
I'm trying to taste it.
Did you actually taste it or was it just your beard hair?
It tastes like in college when you find a bottle in your closet and you drink it.
And it's urine?
Why are you...
That's literally never happened to me in my entire life, where I'm in college and I find a bottle?
In your closet.
Yeah, and if you didn't, I would not drink that bottle.
No, I would be like, hey, who the fuck put this bottle in the closet? Me. It's flat. All right, I'll pour it out.
Or urine. It's probably urine.
It's probably urine.
That's probably why it tastes that way. Mm. Taste it again.
One more, Scott.
It's just bowl.
He put... His entire mustache of his beard on that line. Like the entire
mustache
of that beard on that line.
I also learned that there's mustache cups that I saw someone on Facebook posted. Yeah, they have the little like divot in there, so and then a hole, like a sippy cup kind of thing. Yeah. So in the old days they could sip it and then their mustache wouldn't get in there.
In the old days?
I don't know what days they were. Maybe it's probably old by now, I'm guessing. I don't know. I didn't read the article. It was a picture. I saw a picture. What is this? More white swine spritzers?
This is for me.
Oh, my microphone fell over. Microphone spritzers. Go, John. Who's talking?
You
was. Hugging.
You were talking right now, but...
Go talk about your hugging.
All right, the point was I've been feeling overall happier.
Oh, fuck. I tried squeezing
He squeezed a lime into his face.
That's what you do in everything. You see, there's a lime there. You put it in the thing. And
you squeeze it into your face?
No, I squeeze it into my...
Mike hugs.
My pad thai and my drinks. You're hugging kids. Okay, next.
All right. No, so I feel happier in general. But there were times when I would just sit at home and I'd watch something or be reading and just be miserable and sad. But now I'm getting a better sleep. I'm waking up. I'm not sleeping as long. I used to sleep longer because why not? Because I'm depressed. Might as well sleep longer.
Yeah.
So I feel happier. I feel more awake. And also I don't just sit and just stare at the screen. I do stuff more. And now, though, I find I have extra time where I don't know what to do with my time because I used to just sit and wallow and be miserable with my life, Scott.
I'm listening.
Yes. And now I have extra time, and it's a strange sensation to, I have bonus time, but I don't quite know what to do with it, because normally I would just spend that time being miserable.
Yeah.
What I do...
Like, thinking about why I don't like Halloween anymore, and what costume I should wear. Yes. Or lying in my bed and just staring at the ceiling, thinking of what I've done wrong with my day. These are things you've said, Scott.
I take a spare pillow, and you hug that when you're sleeping. It's like an adult...
Here's what I'm saying. After tonight's show, everyone should hug Scott. Everyone should give a really big hug. He resists it, because I'm actually... It's actually scared me a little bit, going, oh, well, you know, it would be easier just going back to being miserable, because then I have a pattern of my life. I know what I can do. And now I do... Now,
it's a lot easier to make yourself be miserable.
Here's why I go home and sit and think about the bleakness of life. I have to go home and now do something.
If you have extra time, do exercise that helps even more.
Yeah.
Walk. Go for a walk. Do a little exercise thing. Because then that's even better endorphins for your brain. That's basically just pumping good, positivity into your brain.
Baby steps, John. Baby steps.
You guys have a lot of free time.
No, you
this
probably
is what
do
I'm
too,
saying, John. Scott. John, hit him.
No, don't hit me.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that I now have more free time because I was wasting that time.
Still isn't good.
No,
all right,
it's
good.
You know why? But it's anytime we make a relevant point.
Here's the thing. This isn't an insult or an excuse, but I have a wife and a dog, and I still have some free time to do that stuff. You guys don't have that where you have more free time to do those things, where you say you don't have free time.
Don't call your wife a thing.
No, it's my property. I married her. I gave her a ring. It's my property. She has my last name. I own everything that she does.
You own her now, yes.
Yes. No, I'm just saying that you can always
say that because he argued for women's rights earlier. So
that's very true.
Wants now.
It's very true. You always have. You can always make time. That's the point. Is that no matter how busy?
That's scientifically inaccurate, but yeah.
No. You can always make time.
Make time.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
Time is an artificial construct.
You can fit in time.
Right? Is that how it works?
What?
Artificial construct. Is that the right word for time?
I don't know.
Money? I don't know.
My name isn't Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What?
It was a science question, so I brought up a famous scientist.
Yeah.
Name that famous scientist jingle. Go. Play it off, CJ. Ooh,
name the famous scientist.
No, I'm
what the fuck was that? That was just... Wait, what? And then we find Scott?
I didn't say anything. Don't yell at me.
I don't know what's happening. All right.
So after the show, everyone give Scott a hug. A really good, sincere hug.
John, did you do a secret?
Yeah. Okay. A cigarette or a secret?
Secret.
All right. So this is what I've kind of found out about myself is that I am indifferent to old movies. I feel like a lot of people are I'm a huge movie buff.
What do you count as old? Starting when?
Oh, sure. I would say early 1960s and earlier.
Okay.
I've never seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Yeah. I've never seen Casablanca.
I think that was that old.
I've never seen Gone with the Wind. And those are classics where I could take them or leave them. Where I've watched movies that are classics like Cool Hand Luke or The Hustler. Apparently I just like Paul Newman.
Isn't Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy?
Yeah. He is, but that's the thing. I should watch these movies, but I don't have an interest to.
You could make time.
Sure, John.
If you walk while watching an iPod.
Here's the point. Is that I don't have a strong desire to.
Oh.
Where, Chinatown has been sitting me...
That's a good movie.
...in the face in my Netflix queue for, months. And I'm like, I should watch this. I'm like, but do I want to?
It's a good movie. Jack Nicholson is pretty good in that.
Yeah. That's why I hear it's an amazing movie, but here's I can't.
Gone with the Wind is actually surprisingly, I liked it a lot.
It's good as well.
That's why I hear it's all great, but why I can't get the motivation to do it.
I don't like movies.
And you don't even like The Dark Knight.
Motivation. Right. I think it's. I think every movie, you gotta kind of. If you really enjoy it, is you have to watch it at the right time for, in your life to watch it. Like if you don't feel you're ready to watch the movie, then don't. But you will, or you won't. But I don't think you should feel bad if you don't.
Yeah. I think you should feel bad.
Like, well, whatever. I mean, there's not gonna be a quiz at the end.
No, I know. I feel like as like a movie buff, though, I feel like when you can't watch those movies, when they bring it up and you don't have anything to say, you're like, it's a classic.
I watched Gone with the Wind maybe 10 years ago now. I don't watch it once. I hadn't seen it before then.
Yeah.
So I would still have been a little older than you. I watched it because we had, for some reason, gotten it as a suggestion a couple times on the show.
Yeah.
It shows, and I didn't know what to do for it. Besides, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Right.
Which is not much. So I watched it, and it was really good. And the thing I learned is just the
it's a Civil War movie.
Well, the theme song is the they play that off. It's 4 minutes.
How long is that? Like 2.5?
It's like a 3-hour movie. It's a long movie.
But it has an intermission that's like 30 minutes long. You just fast forward to that. What is that? A person? Hi.
What is that? A person?
Hello. Hey. People outside the window.
Great. Rock on.
Are they going to go play Rock Band? Are they?
What do you want us to do?
We're not semis. You want us to honk?
Yeah, words. Yeah, go. Words.
Yeah, no, it's because that the poster is green and yellow, and it looks like Packer colors. That's why they're saying "Go Pack, Go."
And it says Green Bay.
They were literally like monkeys. But
yeah, they are. Yeah,
look, colors. Colors. Words. Hey, you guys, words.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Now, what? Oh, now back onto our last segment of the time.
Kind of just flew by the movie thing, but all right.
Oh, so you want to keep talking?
We talked about it. No, that's about it.
Now we're gonna open the floor to questions. So, CJ. Is that too long?
No, it got better as it went along. If you'd have just gone like question time, I was literally like at the tip of my tongue going, this song sucked. But like the fact that it went on for like a minute and a half was the best part.
Yeah, I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
It could be longer, I think.
No, yeah.
I think it could be longer with the slower part of the beginning. I think you could do that more.
Question time.
Well, not that
slow. No, that's way too. All right. Anyways, what's the segment?
It's perfect as it is.
I don't know. I just thought that would be a funny song. Just kidding. No, because I want to get the audience more involved, and if the people in the audience are like, hey, what's something weird that we want to, or like, because they're sitting there like, what the fuck are they talking about? They can ask us what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay.
Or any other questions.
Hope someone asks.
So they're mostly questions for you.
Or anybody. Why? Wait, what does that mean?
Because they want to know what the fuck you're talking about.
OAR,
you mean? Yeah, Crazy Game of Poker, a good song. I've seen that about 8 times.
So how are you going to organize this question?
I don't know.
If
someone raises a hand, or...
You should look at them if you want to.
They're
here.
Because it's like people, like they're all over the place, so like, who do I look at?
Yeah, people are all over the place.
There's people everywhere.
I prefer the audience is just one at a time.
Okay, this is the thing that I hate, is when people are in the audience, I never talk to them.
If you hate audience members sitting in couples, you might be a Scott podcast.
What?
He gave up on that joke.
Yeah.
With her.
I sure did.
No, but okay.
What's the problem?
Because that's one thing that I like, for instance, if I do like stand up, I'm like, who do I look at the whole time? I'm like, if I just go over and go, did you ever go?
There's lights in your face, so you can look at anybody. It doesn't matter.
But then they see me, John.
No, they don't.
They don't see me.
No, they see you, but they can. You can't. Like they know that you're not looking at them the whole time.
No, that's why I do this, and everyone knows I'm not looking at them.
But you have. That's why you switch.
I'm looking at the ceiling, John.
I'm gonna look at one person and just look at them.
See, John. See, if you look up there. You're not looking at anybody.
See how dumb this is? That we're all looking weird.
Is someone texting me? Do I have friends know. Here?
All your friends are talking to you right now.
Did you go back to the iPhone already?
No, it's my... No. Okay. Oh, that's a new thing. I got a new phone.
Yeah.
And then within, like, a day, it died.
Yeah.
Not a day. It was, like, 4 days. It broke. And then I sent it in, and a week later, I got it back. And the guy's like, hey, I took your phone. I'm like, I don't know. It broke too fast. And he's like, ah. And he tried to sell
my Why did he not say any words to you?
Is he a pirate?
How'd that phone work for you? Arr. It didn't.
I got this groovy.
Okay. Here's your phone. Well, unlimited data.
Why is he mad about that?
No, he said it.
Unlimited data. Hey, you enjoy this unlimited data.
Oh.
I got it from a whore in Madagascar.
I just dropped your glasses. Okay, fine. If no, do you have a question or are you just raising your hand? Yes.
What's your favorite childhood memory?
My favorite childhood
memory.
All of us?
All of us. Yeah. Favorite childhood memory.
All of us.
And then.
We're comics. We don't have one.
My favorite childhood. When. Do you guys remember Big Wheels?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, we had a big wheel. And for the kids in the audience that don't have big wheels, because she's like 15, right? She's probably the youngest one here. I can't see.
Yeah, let's. You're going to want to check the ID on that.
Sean's over 30. That'd be the weirdest thing we've ever seen.
It'd be pretty weird.
It would be.
I'm actually
14. See? Because now kids,
that
they
is
have...
That is a deep 14 voice.
Fuck you.
No, because like right. Years ago, the big wheels, they're like plastic little things that if you set them on as an adult, they just fold in half. But they're like plastic back wheels and a plastic...
You mean micro machines?
No. I get it. They folded in half because that's how you kept the things. I get it. But I would always... I don't know why, but it was fun to me if I flipped it upside down and then I did the pedals with my hands... And then I turned it turned from a big wheel into an ice cream machine.
Yeah.
You made ice cream by doing this to the front wheel. You do that too?
Yeah. Like the wheels would spin behind you.
Just, no, just the one wheel.
Just the one wheel, the big wheel.
Because apparently that's how you make ice cream with one big wheel.
Really?
I seem to remember almost having the same thing. And it was... there must be a... No, because you could make... There was an ice cream... Also, an ice cream maker.
Never had it.
Okay, well, then you are just a natural-born ice cream maker.
Although,
it's just about cranking. You crank a thing, and it spins another thing, and the ice, and there's salt involved, which blew my mind.
Because it makes
salt involved.
Ice cream colder.
It makes
ice colder.
Ice cold, yeah. But it blew my mind anyway.
Oh, speaking of, this is going to interrupt you guys, but a while back...
Why stop now?
A while back, I saw a list of games that... it was like a video, and it's like all these games everyone's played as a kid, and I watched it, and I fucking played every one of those goddamn games.
Yeah, like what?
Like when you're driving in a car, and you're just looking out the window as a kid, and you just imagine a little running guy jumping on all the posts, or like you're cutting everything down, or the... Don't you do that.
I didn't do that.
You didn't? You never play that game?
No, it's too.
Where you're just like you're just. You're
I
just
still
like,
play that game. I play the running guy game.
Yeah, it's fun.
I still that.
And then like, or you sit there and you imagine like a blade like cutting through every single thing on your side.
Sometimes I'll pretend that the car though is what's the Moon Rover in what's that video game? It was Moon, and you like go on, you jump little craters. It was Moon Patrol.
E.T. the game on Atari.
It was one of the first arcade games that would allow you to, if you lose, you put more quarters in, then you could continue the game.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you couldn't. If you lost, you were just done.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, the kids who get high scores would just be the rich kids. Right?
Yeah.
Points. But Moon Patrol was one, and I still pretend when I drive my car, the driveways are the little craters, and you go,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or that's actually related to one of my first happy memories now that I thought about it. My parents bought me Super Nintendo, like, the Christmas it came out. Mm-hmm. And they never bought me any. Like, I never had... I got Game Boy, but, like, 2 years later. But, like, I got Super Nintendo when it came out with Donkey Kong Country, and that was my whole
country.
Winter. Yeah, that was my whole country. And that led to my obesity.
You kind of look like baby Donkey Kong.
Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong.
I don't have a hat.
Well, we could fix that in
a second. Do you have peanut blasters?
I got a penis blaster.
Does it shoot peanuts?
Sometimes.
Oh.
If I don't masturbate for a week, it gets really thick.
A hard shell, you know.
We almost made a whole episode without talking about masturbating.
Almost.
Or do we already?
No.
Haircuts? I don't fucking know.
You thought haircuts? Oh, I mentioned combing the hair with the flatter.
Oh my god! Full circle! Haircut! Sorry, it was a...
That should have been the end.
Yeah. We should, you usually end it, John.
I felt weird ending it because it's the new season.
Oh, shit. Do I have to end it?
Does he have a song queued up?
Oh, Bill Burr Burns Bridges.
Belgerman.
Bilbo Baggins.
Nope. Bilbo Baggins burns Bill Burr's bridges.
Can... Actually, CJ...
Scott, no. Yeah.
Bill Baggins, Bill Baggins bridges.
No.
I wasn't
Bilbo
listening.
Baggins. No, Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins.
Burns Bill Burr's bridges.
Bill Burns... Bill Burr...
No, you said the whole thing.
Bilbo Baggins...
No.
Damn it. I just want to get the sentence done with.
Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins burns Burger's burgers.
Nope.
Bilbo Baggins... What was it? Burns Baggins...
Bilbo Baggins burns Bill Burr's bridges.
He strikes his fists against the posts.
No, no.
I'm changing the subject, John.
That's the end of our show.
Bill Burr burns Burgess Briggs.
Nope.
Bilbo Baggins burns bagel.
Nope. Bilbo Baggins does not burn bagels.
Bilbo Baggins burns bagels.
Bilbo Baggins.
Stop it! Stop it! Burns. Bilbo. Can I write it down?
Sure.
I don't know. Can you? Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins.
Baggins.
By the way, this is the new sign-off for the show.
Burns.
Remember this.
Bilbo's.
Wait, Burns. Bill Burrs.
Burns.
Bill Burrs.
Bill
Burrs.
Burrs.
Bridges.
Bridges. How do you spell bridges?
B-R.
I-D-G?
I-D-G.
Write the word Jeff and figure it out.
Bilbo Baggins. Oh, fuck. I can't read this. I wrote Bilbo Baggins, bums, buns, Bill Burr's Briggins.
Why did you keep writing buns?
It says bums, buns.
Yeah.
What is this word?
You wrote them down.
What is this? But Bilbo Baggins burns Bill Burr's bridges?
No. It's Bilbo Baggins.
Why are you... You're looking at it like you're surprised that the word...
What is that?
You wrote those words.
I don't know what the... I wrote the same word twice.
Burns. You did.
Oh, I did?
Bill, not bully.
What?
You wrote bully.
Are you sure you're not, like, a bunch of little smaller people controlling a large person?
First of all, he wrote Dildo Baggins.
No, it's a Bilbo.
And then you wrote Bagminj.
I don't know how to spell his last name.
Baggins?
I didn't want to be employed.
You write Bag and then you Ings.
Baggings.
All right, here we go.
Baggings.
There we go, that's...
Bilbo Baggings, Sean? Baggins, there's no G. Bilbo Baggins burns Bill Burr's bridges.
No.
What? I said them all.
You said
Bill Burr's.
Bill Burr's.
No. Burns.
Bilbo Baggins burns Bill's bridges. Burrs.
Nope.
Fuck. Why is this? Okay, Bill Burr's.
Bilbo Baggins.
This Bilbo. No. Play. Okay. Actually, CJ, can we play the one that I. Because when you said that, I thought you were going to go, okay, but no, rewind. Oh, God, I'm dead.
You were sweating.
Okay. Because initially, Bilbo Baggins, yes, we all know this. Everyone, they can just put it all together in the head. They heard all the words.
No, you have to say the whole phrase.
CJ, okay. The song, what was the first thing I did? What was the first thing we did?
Things I learned.
I thought you were going to go, that's the stupidest song ever, so I want to play the rebuttal song. Because you're like, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And then I would say, CJ,
right,
play the second
right,
one.
Okay, here we go.
Shut up, John. Want to do better.
You like that?
And you,
I was going to do like six of them in a row. And you'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And I made this whole conversation up in my head.
But now you have to say that phrase.
Bilbo Baggins! Bilbo Baggins burns Bill Burr's bridges.
Good night!
What? Is this the funeral song?
No, this is in your list.
Oh, shit.